Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
A deadly decision, yet part of God's plan. The Jews insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law he must die, because he claimed to be the Son of God," John 19:7. Pilate's otherwise obscure career will forever be remembered because of a decision he made. He condemned the Son of God to death. Yet his deadly decision fulfilled God's will. As Jesus told him, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above." Martin Luther reflects on the purpose of God as revealed in the crucifixion of his Son. Walk with Martin Luther, whose study of the scripture sparked the Reformation in Germany in the 1500s. The greatest wonder on earth is that the Son of God should die the shameful death of the cross. It is astonishing that the Father should say this to his only Son, who by nature is God, "Go, let them hang you on the gallows." The love of the everlasting Father was immeasurably greater towards his only begotten Son than the love of Abraham toward Isaac. Yet the Son was cast away like a worm, a scorn of men, an outcast of the people. At this, the understanding of man stumbles, saying, "How does he deal so unmercifully with him? He showed himself more kind to Caiaphas, Herod, and Pilate than towards his only Son." But to true Christians, it is the greatest comfort, for we recognize that the merciful Father so loved the world that he spared not his only begotten Son, but gave him up for us all, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Today's New Testament reading is John, chapter 19, verses 1 through 27.
John 19. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they slapped him in the face. Once more, Pilate came out and said to the Jews gathered there, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!" But Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." The Jewish leaders insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law he must die, because he claimed to be the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid, and he went back inside the palace. "Where do you come from?" he asked Jesus. But Jesus gave him no answer. "Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate said. "Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free. But the Jewish leaders kept shouting, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." When Pilate heard this, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judge's seat at a place known as the stone pavement, which in Aramaic is Gabbatha. It was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about noon. "Here is your king," Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted, "Take him away! Take him away! Crucify him!" "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked. "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priests answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus, carrying his own cross he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, "They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
From the perspective of earth, Pilate condemned an innocent man to death. From the perspective of heaven, God so loved that he gave. In spite of the worst that human beings could do, God still brought forth the best. His loving purposes could not be undone. Divine love is like never failing, always pursuing, always prevailing. And think of it, you're part of his plan.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthrough.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.